First off, I want to give a tremendous yes, Chicago. I was so happy when I was asked in this context. Why? Because it's nice that people try to learn a little bit as they're working, which is tremendous. Kol hakavod to Jamie, whoever else organized it. And I happen to be a very big fan of five-minute things. You know, a lot of speakers like to speak for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 45 minutes. I'm a big believer that you can say something in 5 minutes. And in fact, I live my life that way, because I, for 3 years, have 5 minutes of our Torah in the Telstone early Shabbos, Minyan. And now in Yeshiva, on Wednesdays, I give for 5 minutes. After Shacharis on Wednesday, I give. So I'm a believer in this. With that, I'll probably speak extra now. Chayvim Ledaber, you have to speak at this time, I feel, about the 9 days a little bit. Yeah, the 3 weeks you don't have to pay so much attention to. And the 9 days also we could just go through without getting anything out of it. So you have to talk a little bit about what's Tzerv Erev Rosh Chodesh of today, and then we have a week of the 9 days, and then we have Tisha B'Av, of course. So we have to talk about it a little bit. And first point, I want to make two or three points basically about the 9 days, B'Ktzara, is that a person has to make a decision, I think. What's the decision a person has to make? I could just let, and everybody kind of waits for the 9 days to end for many reasons. You can't shower as much and changing clothes. And I mean, for women, they're very already extremely scared of the laundry at the end of the 9 days. It's a terrible day. The 10th above is one of the hardest days. The 9th above is hard for the men, and the 10th above is hard for the ladies, for sure, because of the piles of laundry. And someone said it used to be that women would faint in Rosh Chodesh Elul. You know, they would hear Elul, they would faint. Now everybody faints in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You know, so it's a terrible thing. The 10th above is a terrible time. But a person has to think to himself, you know what, these days will go by, and I could do nothing with them, shum davar. Or I could do something with them. You know, we don't necessarily like the days, myself included. We don't naturally like the days. It's not something we look forward to, especially with the vacation on the other side. You know, so, oh, the 9 days are here, I could do something.
Favorite line I heard was, people would rather 7 weeks in the winter than 3 weeks in the summer.
Exactly. So that's understandable, but it's a problem. So if I want to give like a tipim, what we call in Hebrew, tipim ketanim, one tip really basically to make the 9 days a little more meaningful. But it has to start with a person makes a decision that I don't want to just let the days go by. It's a time in the Jewish year. It's a serious time. It's the only time in the Jewish year was like this. So obviously we have a lot of Yomim Tovim. What's the difference exactly between Pesach and Sukkot and Sukkot and Shavuos and Shavuos and Shabbos and Shabbos and Yom Kippur is also called Shabbaton, Shabbat Shabbaton, right? So we have a lot of days which are similar. Rosh Chodesh also has Kedusha. So what's these days? The only time in the year which we have this focus are these times. So to just let it go by is Chaval, and it's obviously not what Chazal wanted. So my basic idea is like this. A person just pays attention to what we're saying a little bit more, to specific the parts that are relate to the Chorban, relate to Yushalayim, by simply paying attention to that more. Simad Lev. And Tzat Regesh, that already, if you make a point like that for 9 days, that's what I'm doing, Asinu Mashu. We did something, right? Now let's see, you say, okay, where is this? First off, people will bench. Rachim Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, Rachman, Al Yisrael Mecha. Va Yushalayim Yerecha. Va Yalti Mishkan Kodecha. Zagam Shir Yadua. Va Mochu Beit Dav Mishicha. Va Alabai Sagadu Va Kadosh Yerushim Kodecha. Unbelievable, right? Look, we're being Mavakish for Rachmanas for Yerushalayim. We go on and benching. Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerecha Jumhei Reminim. This is all, what are we talking about? Uvnei what? Uvnei Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim ha-chreva that should be rebuilt in the best oven. So what do you say? I don't bench. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't bench. I don't bench. Right? Why do you mean? I don't wash. Too busy to wash. Okay, but most people eat mizonos a little bit, right? So even if you have mizonos, when we have birchas mein shalosh, bracha chronetz, which is obviously a kitzur of birchat hamazon, we say the same things. Thank you for Eretz Chemda Tovur Chava. Rachim Hashem Elokeinu. Ay Yisrael Amecha. Vay Yushalam Yerech. Vayal Tzim Hashem Kodecha. Vam Ezbechecha. Vale Chalecha. And also the other Rach. Uvenei Yushalam Yerech. Kodesh Meher Yameinu. So we're touching on it. So if we just pay attention a little bit to these things, and the person makes that decision. That's what the Aleph is, a decision. I make a decision. I'm not going to just let these go by, but what can I do? I make a decision. I pay a little bit more attention. Ktsat simad lev. V'ktsat regesh kfar ani shani tete yamim. It's already something relevant. That person will say, maybe, okay, but I don't bench and I don't wash. I'm on an Atkins diet. Yeah? Gamzelo. But, you know, most of us, I think, at least, we daven at least once a day. And if we look at, some people say women daven 3 times a day. I'm not getting into that. But even if we look at that, look at the tefillah. The whole tefillah is around binyan Yerushalayim v'gulat aretz. That's the whole point. Yerushalayim Tekha b'shofar, Shiva shofteinu, etc. Et semach David avdecha. And of course, Yerushalayim. And if it will be nothing more than that, I, for 9 days, will try once a day to say Yerushalayim Irch with more kavana. With more kavana. Zani echot. Why? Because the 9 days are here, and it's not an easy time, and it's time which is passing. And I don't want it to just pass like nothing. Chazal did something here. They made something, and they reacted. Chazal did something. God did something. We did something with something terrible, something outrageous, something bizarre, something unfortunate happened, and we have to relate to that, right? So this is simple etzah tana for ourselves, our husbands, our children, to make the days more mashmuti. I just want to end with one point, which is that and we have in halacha a concept called the meit mitzvah. A meis mitzvah, right? If somebody dies, and there's no one to be kover him, everybody, kol krov meilav, everybody has to be kover him. I'm kohanim. Everybody has to be mitapel with him. You can bury him on the place, you know, the first comfortable place. You don't take him to Beis HaKvarot. It's a very, very thing. It's docha, many, many halachot. Meit mitzvah. So the Svarim talk about different mitzvot as being a meit mitzvah, right? And just everybody understands to be mitapel with a meit mitzvah is an amazing thing. There's someone dying and I have to deal with this. This cannot be not done with, dealt with. So the same thing in made mitzvah when it comes to mitzvot. There's certain mitzvahs. You know, today we're using shatni. Shatni was once a made mitzvah. Lashon Hara. Thank God we have wonderful organization. It used to be something no one knew. There was something called Lashon Hara. It was a made mitzvah of a mitzvah. You know, not a dead mitzvah, so to speak. And there were people who were mechayed. So I think, unfortunately, the 3 days of that, 3 weeks are a little bit like that. I speak to myself, you know, it's very easy for the days. I'm so busy now with yeshiva and what's going on in finance. I'm sure the more is going on in yeshiva, the more is going on in finance. You know, it's less going on in finance, less going on in yeshiva. You know, it's him to be in finance, it's him to be in yeshiva. Just a joke. But this topic is a made mitzvah. And it's a terrible made mitzvah because if anybody wants to see Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, I'm finishing my wish in 90 seconds. Or Shiva's brother has a beautiful piece. I don't want to go into the whole piece now. But the basic point he says is that suffering, what you suffer for says who you are. Masha chaser is a marel mashi miano. And when we don't care about the Beis HaMikdash, we don't care about Yerushalayim, it says that we as a people don't have any real vision towards anything more than ourselves. We're okay, I call Beseder. But that's not really the picture. The picture of Klai Yisrael, the person says, you know, listen, I don't have this hand, I don't have that hand, Beseder. No, it means you're not in Ben Adam. If you don't understand you're lacking something without your hands, atalo ben adam. Because a person's supposed to have hands. A person's supposed to have a nose. And when we don't feel there's anything chaser with that, we're lacking. So here we have a made mitzvah called some little level of the 3 weeks. And it's not any made mitzvah. It's something which relates to our whole self, as our national sense, our galut umah, our mahut umah, our tudat umah. And when we're lacking that, it means we're lacking something very deep. So, ani lo ba l'taken et atzmi or anybody else begadol, but taking a little bit, anybody who pays attention, was a meit mitzvah, the sachar, and importance is enormous. So even though we're talking about a little thing called saying Yerushalayim and paying a little more attention to benching, al takshivu this a davar katan, ani sover, bemet a davar ma'od mar gadol. Mi yodei kama sachar, how much reward will be for the ones who take the time a little bit seriously. Thank you very much. I went over time, sorry.